We made the point last week that though Prince solved Socrates' dilemma by asking us to choose, it may be fairer to say that our triumvirate solved it in their various ways, because together they grant us the power to understand. And to choose, we must understand. But to choose, we also need guidance through the rough patches of our lives, which the state will multiply when it perceives we are a threat to its existence. Finding Paul, for me, is critically connected to addressing the challenge Prince is asking of us, to choose life over the state. Because it seems to me that, and we'll be translating a bit the language, which is, after all, from an earlier time and originally in ancient Greek, though the parental relation of state to subject has changed little, if at all, that it seems to me that this is Paul's challenge to us as well, but elaborated in a manner perhaps only a monumental conversion event requiring of its subject a monumental excavation and examination of one's fundamental assumptions, a drawing out and putting on the table, and subsequent process of deep reflection. Is it fond to imagine he's writing these epistles in a mad, pondering, long moment of reconstruction or reinvention? Not exactly on the fly, but catching the wind, gathering quickly all that comes to him, that the thoughts are tumbling out in a rush, as he is, as he says, called. What does it mean to cultivate one's soul? All of our guides to love show us that one thing is clear. Deep reflection is being asked of us when we venture down this path. Paul is all about thought defining what we are, all about showing us that it matters what we are. He requires us, as Prince does, to ask ourselves, are we going to leave this critical point to statesmen or leaders or thinkers to determine? Or are we going to choose to be responsible for this critical matter ourselves?
Straight up, come and make love when you really hate it. Relationship. over. I called my girl and told her I had something to give. I asked her to marry me, she said yes and cried. Oh, that night I drowned in her tears and mine, and instead of a glass of sorrow, oh, and wine. I'm looking back, y'all, I don't miss nothing except the time. And when I see that picture upon the wall, the one I staring at, nothing at all. My eyes trying to focus, but these are much different tears. Oh yes they are. Let's go down to the holy river. Let's go down to the holy river. Let's go down to the holy river.
Thank you.